If you have access to a time machine, do something better with it than come to my class in Barbados. Although I'm sure we'd be happy to have you.
Someone is working on a time machine right now. They're like, I was going to go back and stop like a madman. But instead,
this chakra thing I'm go in back Barbados.
3.5 weeks from now and go to Barbados. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmere. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
It's good. It's minty chocolate.
Ooh. Zing. We are thrilled to have Marcy Currier, our resident intuitive, finally back in the Hey You Know It studio.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah,
I'm
welcome
so
back.
I'm so happy to be here.
I feel like it's been too long.
It feels like it has been quite a while.
So, what are you up to?
What am I up to? Well, it's always that kind of interesting time of year where Omega is over. So, you know, Omega runs from May till the end of October.
And Omega Institute is
the holistic retreat center in which I spend the kind of majority of my time working during the 6 months.
Okay. And what do you do there? Tell me.
I do
listeners.
Tarot card readings. Intuitive guidance. And I do, it's called chakra attunements. And it's a really fun process where I sit with the person and some colored pencils and channel an abstract drawing of their energy field, of their energy system. And then that gives me information about what's going on with them. And so it becomes a starting point for talking about what's happening in their lives. And then together, we kind of open up and channel healing, like the healed version of that. So the drawing changes.
Nice.
We should do one. Do you guys not know about this?
Well, I was going to ask you, like, this is, because generally listeners, those of you who have heard our episodes with Marcy, those of you who hadn't, usually we have her come in and she tells us what she's doing. It's mostly around readings and tarot cards.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard about this
before.
Oh,
yeah, I've been doing it for years.
Okay, so, like, what is it?
So it started for me, I had been journaling a lot. You know, I go through phases where I journal intensely. It gets very
specific.
You know, so you do like prompts.
So yeah, or no, I just like, here's what's going on with me. And I like interview parts of my body or I write
like
a letter to my grandmother. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, or you do what with your grandmother?
Like write a letter to my grandmother. Okay. You know, just journaling. Julia Cameron does morning pages. She wrote The Artist's Way.
Okay.
And then she recommends doing morning pages. And morning pages, very specifically, are three handwritten pages that you write in the morning. So you wake up and the first thing you do is you write these three pages.
Mm-hmm.
And she suggests it in her book as sort of a great, like a necessary fodder for the artist.
Okay.
You need to, and you put these pages away. You don't need to do anything with them. You don't need
to. It's just like getting it flowing.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, I was in like a pretty heavy like period of doing that. This was back in maybe 2008. And then I woke up one day and I couldn't write. I couldn't do anything. And my throat hurt. And so, you know, writing and the throat chakra go together. Because the throat chakra is all about self-expression.
Oh.
Writing is an expression of the self.
Okay. Maybe that's always why I'm threatening to punch people in the throat all the time.
Right. Yeah, well, if you want to punch someone in the throat, like, this is a side note. So my friends and I have talked about this a lot, that we all are healing entities. So any impulse that we have with another person is probably either a healing impulse or a distortion of that healing impulse. So if you want to punch someone in the throat,
what
you're really saying without compassion is, I would like that person, it would be good for that person to stop talking and stop saying what they're saying, that their expression is not help. And then you add punching, and now we're talking about your anger, and that's your thing. But if you have, you know, sometimes you just meet someone and you just want to slap them in the face.
Yeah.
Or like, and you're like, I don't usually want to slap people in the
face. It's
not
personal.
This person just,
you need to stop.
If I could just slap them in the face
or
poke them in the eye, like, you know, this is kind of a cool exercise for you guys and for the listeners.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
Observe these impulses, and then, so subtract the anger. The anger is usually our own stuff, you know, where we feel out of control. So it becomes, rather than a like, which is what the person might need.
She gently touched my cheek.
You know,
and it was so nice.
Yeah. But when we add frustration and anger, it becomes like a,
or in my case, a suplex is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Just
like a WWF.
I'm throwing elbows, you guys can see. Anyway, anyhow. So I wake up one morning after days and days of, like, very productive journaling. My throat is just, like, closed up and swollen. Can't anything. And I cannot write. Like, I go to put the pencil to the page and nothing. Like, I just can't do it. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever had that. I'm sure you guys have had that.
Yes, I'm a writer.
Everybody has had that. Like, it was just like,
yeah, you can't.
I couldn't do anything. And I've been doing... nothing. Yeah. Like, nothing. So I had been doing a thing recently, you know, in around that time where I had been, someone would talk about a problem and I would get a picture or an image in my head of what that might look like. So I was like, well, maybe if I can see it for other people and draw it for other people, maybe I can do this for myself. And so I just drew. And not really with any thought or, you know, what it would look like, but just taking pencils out. And I would almost blindly pick a pencil and just, scratch on the page. And by the time it was done, it looked like my throat. It looked like what was wrong with my throat. And I could see what would fix it. So then was like, oh, I wonder if I could fix this. And using other pencils. And I use colored pencils in all my artwork. You know, the tarot deck I'm doing, I'm a colored pencil artist. And so then I fixed it. And it was maybe like 2 or 3 hours. This was back in the day when I was taking care of my grandparents. So I had a lot of free time on my hands. And over that 2 hours, I could feel the pain in my throat and the swell. I mean, my throat was, I couldn't talk. My throat was completely swollen. I could feel myself moving it out of my body. And so by the time I was done, my throat felt fine. I was fine. And I had these two kind of before and after drawings. And then I realized that when I did that, the picture would reveal things that I didn't know that I knew. So then I started making maps of my whole body. So this was like a year-long process where I would go, okay, well, what about this pain I've always had in my neck? Or what about my root chakra? What about my relationship with my mom? You know, and I just drew all of these things. And then over time, I would do them for my friends, and it became, you know, a big, big part of what I do at the Omega Institute.
So are you drawing, like... When you're working with a client, like, you're drawing what they're dealing with or what you're seeing coming out of their...
Kind of, except that it's like, it's not like I'm looking at anything. It's more like I have the pencil and the page and the pencil and the person work together to reveal
something. You
just work out
the energy of whatever is happening.
So it's channeled. And then we look at it, and a lot of the time as I'm working, the information of, you know, I'll see what I'm drawing and that'll make sense and I'll talk about it. And then we look at it together. And the way that I do it is, it's essentially my goal. Like, I think of it like this. My goal is to draw 7 perfect circles, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, which is the colors of the chakras, in kind of in order. And if you imagine, like, on a column, you know, but then their energy disrupts that intention. And so anything, the drawing ends up being kind of relative to this idea of 7 perfect circles. So I never end up with 7 perfect circles, but that's where I get the information. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
And then
we
look at it, and the really cool part is when we go into the healing end of it and watching and feeling the energy change and moving things around and, you know, feeling like, oh, this has been here forever and that now it's gone. And that was when I started working. I started seeing people's ancestor stuff show up and kind of like deep.
So yeah, we talked a little bit about that the last time about the ancestor stuff. It's the kind of thing that you can be imprinted in your DNA from the experiences that your ancestors have. Yeah. So you can inherit the blue eyes and the blonde hair and this and
but also
that,
trauma from slavery.
We're talking about from Black 47, from the Irish famine, things like that.
Right.
And like huge events that are imprinting themselves.
And they are starting to find more and more scientific evidence of it. It's called epigenetics.
Epigenetics,
finding more and more. Like every couple months, there's like a new kind of very tentative study saying that this might be happening. And I'm like, okay, we'll just wait. Okay,
everybody else has been talking
up
about it for like hundreds of years now. Yeah. It's like, I think that way about acupuncture. They're still like, we're going to prove it. I'm like, we have like thousands of years of Asian science and medicine.
It's been working fine. I get it weekly. And it's
slightly
better.
I get it when I need it. It works. Don't care about how, if you can prove if it works or not. I'm telling you, I walk out of there without a migraine. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, so that's one of the big things I do at Omega. And I do it there more than I do in my private practice because I like it better in person.
Now, what is it called?
They call it a chakra healing. A chakra. Hold on. chakra.
We're branding it now.
A chakra attunement, I think they
chakra
call it.
Attunement.
Chakra I've attunement.
I've seen, these are phrases that I've seen and not really understood what they are. Because a chakra to me is one of those things that, it's like before I knew anything about tarot cards, I was just like, ugh, it's too much.
Yeah.
Chakra seems like something that I'd have to do hours and hours of study before I would even understand even the basics
of
it. Give us a quick
chakra. This is how you, so chakras, we have seven, well, different systems talk about it differently. However, this is essentially kind of traces back to Hindu philosophy, but it more and more people are seeing it. Okay. But there are seven primary chakras, which are your seven primary energy centers. And the idea, chakra means wheel. So if you imagine like a spinning wheel, but it's really kind of a vortex or funnel of energy that starts in your spine and funnels outward. So imagine that if you're imagining a funnel, the tiny point is on the spine. Mm-hmm. And then your chakra goes kind of from the point on your spine out to the edge of your aura, on the edge of your energy field. So if our energy field goes kind of out maybe a foot and a half to 3 feet from our body, you have these kind of little whirlwinds of
happening
of energy that are happening kind of up to the edge of the aura. And so each of the seven corresponds to one of the seven colors of the rainbow or the light spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And then each of them corresponds to a certain aspect of human experience of our reality. And it's very like, when you look at it, it's really easy. So your base chakra is your foundation, your history, your past, and your roots.
Okay.
All right. Your second chakra, which is in your sacrum. So base is the very base of your spine and it actually faces down.
Sacrum is the only thing I know about this.
Yeah.
I heard the word, I know.
So sacrum. Sacrum, yes.
Yes.
And so your sacral chakra is orange
and
it connects. This is the second chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Connects with finances, sexuality, relationships, and emotions. Third chakra. So you can think about like that's how we're sexually relating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Through that area.
Through that.
Good old sacrum.
The area in question.
The area in question.
I wish you guys could see the gestures I'm using. I don't know what's going on.
She's got some hand gestures that are, you know, she's like this.
There's hand job going on.
Yeah. And then your third chakra is your solar plexus, your sense of self and identity. It's associated with the color yellow, and it's right above your belly button.
Okay. Oh, wait, because it's going in the rainbow.
Right.
The Roy G. Biv.
Yep. So just knowing that, you have a lot. Because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
All the way up to the head.
So they all, you think of your solar plexus as your, like, your core, your center, where you get your strength from. And this center has to do with, like, things that happen to you, your personal identity. So when you're looking at the first, second, and third chakras, the first one is like our connection with all of humanity and our feeling of belonging to a tribe.
Okay.
Our second chakra is like our one-to-one relationships. Who am I in relation to you? Who am I in relation to you? And then the third chakra is like, who am I? I'm not worried about who am I in relation to anything else. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one other way to look at it, kind of how to differentiate the three. Because you have kind of me as part of humanity, me and you, and then me, just I, me.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth chakra is the heart. The heart chakra, which is right where your heart is.
Amazingly.
And it's related to things that have to do with love. Also shocking.
Yeah.
And it's the green chakra. Throat chakra is blue and has to do with speaking the truth, self-expression, creativity. Or third is also creativity. It depends on what kind of creativity you're talking about. But when you're thinking of, I'm going to put myself out in the world, I'm going to create my reality. It's that kind of creativity. Your third eye is the one that's right between your eyebrows on your forehead. That's the indigo chakra and has to do with wisdom, intellect, anything that has to do with like how you are able to perceive and see.
That's my favorite place to get the needle.
Yeah. Oh, so good, right?
Because it just... Yeah, also that's what acupuncturist, she was telling me. I have a scar between my eyes right on that. And she's like, that's your palace of the mind. That's where your peace is, and you have a scar there. And she's like, you got to get rid of the scar.
I'm not angry, because I like that scar.
I
always say if Katie shows up without that scar, I know it's robot.
We all have scars.
I have one.
In and around our... Yeah. We have a scar in the same place, me and you.
I used to have... it used to look like a cross when I was a kid. I jumped out of my mom was biking, and she had, like, one of those little seats on the back. It's the 70s, so they weren't that great. And she said, she turned around, and I just took off the buckle and was like, wait! And jumped right onto my forehead.
Oh, no.
And I had a star there. Like, you know how they, horses have a star? Like, some of them. I had it for years. And it's still, there's still a bump there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
The scar went away. I mean, the pronounced scar
have
went away.
Have we ever talked about how the fact that we have identical scars?
I didn't know you had that.
You see it?
It's small.
I can't see it. Yeah. It's small. I have a, it's a bump on my skull.
You both have it in the same exact place.
Yeah. My cousin, I was little, I think I was six or something, my cousin threw a milk crate at my head. He was the Incredible Hulk.
He was the Hulk.
And I was his wife, and I wasn't getting him dinner.
And so Hulk smash.
So Hulk smash.
I wonder how many kids were in, because we used to play a game. We were like, I'm Superman, and we would leap.
Yeah.
And then we would, like, bust our jobs.
Yeah. Well, this one, my dad was an alcoholic as I was growing up, and he just thought, well, we'll just throw a Band-Aid on that. And my mom wasn't around at the moment, and then later was very upset.
Because you had to get stitches, and you had it.
But I was like, that would happen to me. I would be, like, with my uncle and, like, injure myself. I would be like, we'll just wrap that up.
Yeah.
Put a little Band-Aid on that, a little bit of Vaseline. Don't say anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, because then he'll get in trouble.
Yep. And then your final chakra is at the top of the very skull. Well, think of where babies have their soft spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right there.
And what is that?
And it points upward. So your first and your seventh point down and up. And this connects you to your higher self, to divinity, to, you know, the higher aspects of consciousness.
I get a needle right there, too.
It's on so the top nice. Of your head? On top I've never
head.
Had that before.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because I rock an afro. You know?
They're like,
You need a very long needle to get them.
Yeah.
Very long. Or they need to come in with, like, some grease and part the hair.
Yeah.
And, like, put in. Something in. Yeah. I didn't know you got it on the top of your head. How does it feel?
It's you get a feeling.
Yeah.
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 We're like, what a feeling.
Yeah, you feel it. No, she's my, the acupuncturist I visit is very good. It's a very execution-dependent art.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You have to find the exact right point and get that point, whatever's going on.
But I feel like you have to have a good rapport with the person, too. Because I've gotten it from people who couldn't even speak to them because there was a language barrier, mm-hmm. but they were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just made it. And then I got it from a couple people that were, I just wasn't feeling it.
They're
not that they weren't skilled.
They
were skilled in a very clinical way, and their offices were very clinical. And I felt that it was like one of many things that they were doing that they had learned in a mm-hmm. class, as opposed to being like
having a sense for it.
Having a feel for it and being really like excited about mm-hmm. what they were doing.
And I feel like it's a healing art. So I want the person to have at least some compassion. Like I want to feel
like let's have a little chat
bit like they're, mm-hmm. or at least, they want to take care of.
Yeah, like let's get to know each other in some way first before you go, bing, you know?
So
your omega is over.
So
for
omega's
the season.
Over. So then the way that it usually goes is omega is busy. We kind of trickle in May and it's not super busy, and then mid-June hits and it's just we're just straight, and I'm, you know, fully booked the whole time until we get to the end. And then the end of the season is I had like dropped the ball. I was supposed to get back to someone and I just got busy with end of season stuff, and mm-hmm. I was the guy I went on a date with. I just never returned his call.
Yeah.
But I trying to explain it, and it's imagine 100 of your family members are all going away on vacation. Plus, it's the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're quitting your job. Plus, you're moving.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, are you guys? Because you're there,
kind of,
right?
I'm not, but everybody else is. But that's like the energy of all of those things wrapped up into one.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you may never see them again. So you've just spent this amazing time getting to know someone.
It's
or
like
becoming
the last day of summer camp.
It's,
when
it's all of those things wrapped up in one. Plus, they do, they usually have an end of season costume party. So there's
ask,
kind of like
a party.
There's a good party. It's a dinner and then, like a DJ party and a bonfire.
Oh.
And then the next day is a brunch, a big brunch.
They drag themselves
for everybody. Yes, like, that's precisely it.
Still have a piece of a costume on.
Yeah. And then for me, Halloween's a really busy season. So this year I had that, but then I also had about 5 gigs in the matter of a week.
Wow.
You know, between the radio station that I work at, and then my favorite gig this year, my favorite event was reading animals, people's pets, at a pet costume contest for the rock station.
Get out. So
in
you had
Hudson Valley.
You read people's pets.
How? Yeah. How did that work?
Yeah. Tell us
okay,
about
so I don't know. This feels like we're digging into the archives of Marcy's history. Because do you know one of the things I started out doing was I started out reading cats at cat shows.
Get out.
Yeah. Like
before you even get into that, a cat show.
Yeah.
What happens at these
it's
things?
Insane.
People are crazy about cats, and
yes.
I don't fault people for that. I think it's great. Cats bring a lot of joy to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think cats might be God. That's my theory.
Mm.
They've got something special going on.
I agree with you.
Look at how they get treated.
Yeah.
I mean, so what happens at CatCon or
well,
whatever?
So, I don't know if they would ever call it CatCon.
It's not a okay.
It's very fancy, Jaquetta.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Okay, so.
Cat Fest.
It's a cat cotillion.
Cat cotillion.
I wish I could like remember the actual name and give them a plug. I can't right now. But I mean, so it's like a dog show. We know how dog shows work.
Mm-hmm. I find dog shows to be snotty though. Is it like that?
Yes.
Okay. It's
but
fancy.
even more intensely so, because think of cat people.
It's cat and the yeah. cats themselves.
Think of cats. Think of cat energy. Think of like cat
I can
people.
Imagine cats being like, don't even look at me.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to pet me today, sister.
And
it's
they're,
not happening.
It's not happening.
Yeah. And their people have a similar approach to life.
Okay.
You know, lovely. I had a great time. I don't want to give the impression that I don't love this.
Cat lovers are very serious
but it's
about
a very,
cat.
Yeah, it's a very specific love. Energy. It's not a particularly, like, warm, cuddly kind of
well,
feel,
cats.
You know?
Again,
it's
cats.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dogs.
It's cats. And there are some amazing cats. Like, there are these just beautiful, you know those cats that have, like, the big ears and the big pear-shaped body? And no hair.
Hair shape.
They're like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I can't, they're like,
I
think they're like
they're
hairless
called.
Egyptian something.
Yeah, yeah, but, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
They have those, and then my favorite are the Maine Coons, which are very, very
oh,
big.
Oh, they're so, yeah.
Long-haired cats with
I call them American house cat, because they're just like a big,
well,
fluffy
they
cat.
Have, oh, they're so, I really love them. And that was when I started to realize that animals talk to me just as well as anything else. And it's such an interesting thing because there's no
what
part of
what
me.
What is that like?
It's so
I do not want to know what a cat thinks
yeah,
about
I do.
Me. I don't.
Well, not
because I have
think
enough.
About you. What is that experience
I have enough
like
shade.
It's so interesting because it's not, it's one of those things, it's very different from everything else that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like the Marcy that's like, this is nonsense. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the actual experience of being like, oh, your dog is really sad because he lost his toy. And I don't, like, it's just so weird, you know? And
is the dog, like, finally, someone gets me?
Yes. There really is, like, there's this moment where you can feel that this animal is being listened to. And, like, they're like, oh. And then the other thing is that you can say back to them, hey, your toy's gone. And they're like, oh.
That's so dog. I feel like cats would be like, I got a little news for you too, lady.
Yeah.
You know, cats, like.
So when I went to, so in preparation for this pet event, you know, guys, so you know that I'm the tarot card reader at this radio station.
Yeah.
Town Square Media.
Long.
Yeah. It's been a year.
What's the station name again?
There's 101.5 was the one, WPDH is the one that I did the animal readings with.
Okay.
And then I'm usually on 94.3, 97.3, the Wolf, which is the country
the
station.
Wolf.
Okay.
The Wolf. So I'm CJ's favorite tarot reader. He always says it, and I was like, I'm taking that. That's what we were going to call it, because you say it all the time. But then, so this was Boris and Robin, my first time hanging out with them. And I wasn't sure if they were going to like me. I always am afraid people aren't going to like me. That's like,
really?
You know, yes.
I mean,
I'm always
well,
certain
kind of
that they're
yeah.
not going to like me. And then
it's,
I'm like, all right.
That's the thing. When you grow up, like you mentioned that your father was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's right, because you're always on edge. You don't know what is...
Yeah,
or,
like
what's
going to
happen now?
Or,
am I doing something?
Yeah.
You think
that's
it's
so
you?
Funny. I'm the opposite. I'm always worried I'm not going to like people.
Well, I always know I'm probably not.
Yeah. I'm worried that I'm not going to like them and they'll see it.
I'm like, I usually plan for like, okay, this is how we're going to be neutral. Like I plan that before I go anywhere, honestly. And then, but yeah, I'm with things like that, I'm like, it may be. And I also have an odd personality. I'm a lot to take. I think not everybody is like.
We're not a good judge of that.
No, I feel like that's
not. You've seen our friends. We don't know what's too much, clearly.
Yeah. No, that's what I like about you and about Jaquetta and, you know, all of my friends. Everybody is their own.
Is a lot.
Like stick of dynamite.
Yeah, that's why I like having parties because I get to see everyone in the same room. I'm like, I can't believe all these personalities got in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
This room is packed.
Yeah. And I mean, there, I meet my people mm-hmm. and it's awesome. And then, you know, just make do with the rest of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Deal.
So anyway, I love them. They loved me and they brought in, someone that like worked in the back room at the radio station, her dog. And then Robin brought in her little kitten. And it's all up on YouTube. Maybe we can put the links or something.
Yeah, if you have the links, we'll put them up.
We could also put a picture of the throat drawing that I was talking about. Okay, I have okay. that online yeah, yeah. somewhere. But yes. anyway, so I did that. And the first thing, yeah, there was the dog. They had moved. And the dog was like, I lost my toy. I don't know where my toy is and I want it. And I told her and she was like, oh, yeah, we've been hiding it. And I was like, well. I was like, but he really wishes you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like, bring that out? Why would you hide it?
Oh, because they have another dog that was messing with it. And I was like, he would rather share that toy and have it be ruined.
So now nobody has it?
Well, she would like take it out in special moments and share. Okay. Which really seems fine
unless you're
to
the dog.
Us until you talk to the dog. And yeah. the dog is like, hey, look.
Just
and
leave
I think
it out
that
all
is
time.
Kind of everything, right? Like we're... Mm-hmm. Where in our own heads we make decisions that seem like they really are good and make a lot of sense until you talk to your kid or your friend or your partner or whoever, and they're like, actually, I would have liked this thing better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my whole, like, unraveling my childhood has been like, oh, these choices that you made mm-hmm. made a lot of sense to you. But to me, if you'd ever asked me, I probably would have given you a whole other list of things that were, A, important, and B, like, how I would have liked
well,
them
to. Well, and that speaks to trying to look at the other person or the dog or cat's point of view on things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, how would you, if that were you, how, like, when I work with kids, I think that, because I tell them, don't do this. And I'm like, if I were a kid, I'd be like, what, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You
and
know,
the
like,
thing
nothing
is,
happened.
We're even, so if we think about when we're dealing with people, it's always projection, so... You know, and I'm taking my sense of you based on the feedback that you're offering, but I'm always, you know, all of us, we're always just kind of wrapping up in a package that we can handle and then operating from there. Mm-hmm. Animals, it's even worse because they're just kind of like blank canvases for our projections. If you watch how people interact with their animals, mm-hmm. you know, and then you talk to the animal and they're like, hey, I'd like a little bit more respect around here. you know,
I'm not just cute. Right, I got all the qualities.
Beautiful. That's actually, I mean, that my cat is like that. He's like, I don't like when you call me cute. Really? You're
I'm
really
serious.
Cute. And he's like, not
to me.
Yeah, exactly. But I met this beautiful white husky.
Oh,
who
I love huskies.
Was kind of like, I could see where you know, it was kind of goofy. Like, I feel bad saying that because it was like, look, I'm not, I need more respect. And I have, like, a lot to offer if this person will listen. And I try to tell the owner, and the owner was just like, ah, no, she's a real goof. And I was like,
no. You can see the dog, like, why aren't you listening to her?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a person's yeah. now telling you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always an interesting event, because most owners like to think that they know their animals really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so not everybody is particularly interested in some random stranger's idea of what might be going on. Like, mm-hmm. think about it. So it's always kind of fun. And I have such little attachment to what people think of this because I myself find it to be a bizarre, like, use of my time.
Yeah, I mean, what do I do? It is kind of, in the pantheon of things that you can do, it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun. It's really fun.
You know?
And I dedicate myself to service. And if that's the opportunity that's coming along,
hey,
then,
yeah.
you know.
That's okay. it. And why not explore it?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We always talk about, I actually was looking at some articles today, and one of them is about dolphins talking to each other. And so we're constantly trying to monitor them. And now they figured out that, like, they use words and maybe sentences. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, why not? Why
yeah.
wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then they observe them performing tasks. And while they're doing tasks, like trying to remove something or, like, get fish, it seems like they're talking to each other more. And I'm like, really? No shit, guys.
Right.
Like, they're trying to get something done. Doesn't
yeah,
that
yeah.
make sense? Why would it be any different?
Right. Yeah.
And now you're listening to them, so they might be talking about that as well. Like,
yeah.
who's this guy?
He's yeah. listening to us.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, in this wetsuit, like, over here while we're trying to do our thing.
I don't know. Just keep doing it. Okay.
Did you invite this guy?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, well, I think what gets in our way, I know that what gets in our way with everything is the combination of fear, and arrogance, right? So the more fearful we are, the more we have to, like, put it together. So it's, you know, that we're constantly, I mean, if you bring it to the biggest, like, way of looking at it, we have this illusion that we're separate from God, and we're constantly trying to both, like, get rid of it and protect it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're constantly, like, I am this. Mm-hmm. I'm not this. I am, like, and we don't know what we're doing, ultimately.
I know, I don't.
I don't know. I was reading what we operate out of either fear or love, either one of those things all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly, probably fear, though.
Mostly fear.
I would guess.
I think lately it seems like it. But it's also, it's just a choice.
It's election season.
Well, I was thinking about this on the way here, because I just have been having, like, I think if anybody, you know, it's been a rough time. Mm-hmm. Just when I talk to my clients, when I talk to my friends, it just, we're in an intense time. Astrologically, things are very intense.
Is that what's going on? This was a bad week.
The year, isn't it? I'm thinking
the year has been really intense.
It's like spiraling downward.
We've got a Scorpio moon, which is going to just dredge up all of, so Scorpio, the sign of Scorpio is all hidden stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like everything that lurks in the edges. And the moon has to do with our emotions. So we're talking about deep, dark, hidden emotions.
Great.
All kind of surfacing. But I was thinking today, like, someone could, like, take a shit on my shoe and my car could catch on fire and whatever, and I would be fine. Like, there are some days when I would just be like, oh, man, and then, like, move on. Like, clean it up and walk wherever I was going, and no problem. And then other days, like, the wind blows.
Yeah.
In the, like, normal way that it normally
like,
blows.
Burn it all down.
And, yeah. And today.
Crying. How can
this be happening? Today was honestly one of those days where I'm just like, I'm just going to kill everyone.
I feel like this has been this week. Every text or email I've gotten from my friends has been like, rawr!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, everybody. And it's like to the point where I'm just saying to them, I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm there.
That's all you can
do. Yeah, like, I'm there.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing.
You know, I was actually about to text you a complaint, but you know what?
We're good.
We're good. We can share this one.
I mean, I think nowadays, especially because you have Facebook, so you really can kind of monitor
the
like, waves and the tones, because I look and so many people are like, I'm losing it! Like,
yeah.
Just this
and
week.
People who are, like, 10 times more stable than me.
Yeah.
You know, like, friends of mine who never are complaining about things. I'm like, wow, man, something's happening this week.
Yeah. It's a big
And really
disruption.
Through the end of the year, we're seeing a lot of, like, uncovering and clearing out. It probably will start to ease up as far as being so intensely painful.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, I can remember, like, what I read correctly, and what it feels like to me is sort of like once we get past the second week of November, it should probably lighten
up. People calm down.
Yeah, I mean, plus, just on the basic level, we'll have the election will be over.
Yeah.
And that,
I think
knows.
People are going to be relieved.
I think so, too.
I think there's people are tired, not just in this country, but I think that our election infection has gotten to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's, you know, a lot of people are worried about our election that don't need to be just because it's. There's a lot of ugliness going on and strife going on. And it's the media is loving it and, like, feeding off of it. I think they're just making people alarmed about
and
it.
And I don't think that there's
this
anybody.
This happens every 4 years, people.
Right.
Right?
But I also think, I think where the difference was maybe when it was Barack Obama, even, you know, last election or even the first election with him, people were excited. Like, there was a candidate that, you know, might maybe problematic or whatever, but people had some, like, real sense of, like, oh, this is great. Now, I may have a very small self-selected group of friends that don't, like, feel super excited about Hillary, but I just feel like there's not that same sense of, like, I am 100% thrilled about this person. I don't feel that
It's
year.
Also been a very ugly...
Yeah.
Campaign season.
Yeah.
So it's like even sometimes when you're excited about a candidate, when everyone's doing negative stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you're just tired of it.
Yeah.
You're tired of it altogether.
Yeah.
So, we want to do some
Card pulling.
Some card pulling.
Yes, yeah,
pull a card,
card
on
pulling.
It.
Now that we have you here.
Yeah.
This chakra thing was very interesting.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
While you're talking, I'm like, I can listen to this stuff for days.
Yeah.
I love this.
We have to have you come back and talk about that.
I would
That's
love
what I'm
going to
ask you. Are you teaching classes in that, or are you just working with clients?
Here's what I'm doing. The reason I'm in the city today is because because tomorrow morning I'm going to Barbados, mm-hmm. and I'm teaching in Barbados. So if anybody wants to make a quick flight to Barbados, there's probably still some openings.
But then you have to get a time machine.
Is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Because they'll have to go back in time.
Well, no, this isn't coming out. Yes. Never mind.
All right, so...
But if you have access to a time machine, do something better with it than come to my class in Barbados. Although I'm sure we'd be happy to have you.
Someone is working on a time machine right now. They're like, I was going to go back and stop like a madman. but instead,
this chakra thing
go
in
back
Barbados.
3.5 weeks from now and go to Barbados.
Yeah, so Barbados, by the time this comes out, I'll be done. Hopefully I'll survive.
Okay.
You will.
I think it'll be great.
Is this the first time teaching it?
It's not my first time teaching it. It's my first time traveling to a country that isn't the United States alone.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really? Okay.
Well, I went to Mexico, like,
that
back in...
That doesn't count.
And
North
that was,
America.
It was before 9/11, too, so yeah. It was just like you hop on a plane. It was so different than this. And then, so I'm going to be there for 2.5 weeks teaching.
Nice.
And doing some readings. And then, I'll probably do some stuff online, like some distance module stuff once I get back. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I've been like questioning what's the point of everything a lot lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really felt called to do a lot of promotional stuff or, you know, to, I think anytime you have a business that is spiritual calling and art, like, you know, when you have like your whole deal is all wrapped up in kind of what you do, mm-hmm. So if I go through an existential crisis, it's not like I just go to work.
Yeah. And it's show up business.
And it takes your, yeah, you show up and you kind of do the routine and put in the time.
Yeah. It's different. When I go through kind of like, what does it all mean? Or what am I doing? Then I think, well, how do I want to express this? Or how do I want to be of service? Or am I helping? I mean, I believe that I'm helping, but I think we all go through that. Yeah. Like, is this the best way to do it? Is this the best thing?
I think going to Barbados, though, like I haven't been to Barbados, but I've been to similar places. And I bet you just being outside in a different, in a natural environment is going to bring something.
Yeah,
I
hope
get out there. Yeah, you're going to feel different. Getting out of whenever you travel and get someplace else, you're having some anxiety now or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel better once
you're
get
about
there.
To get a lot of vitamin D.
It's also, it's 82 degrees there.
That's right what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're about to get out there in the sun and you're going to be like, what, me, worry?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I have a lot of events and really this is kind of a thing I've been wanting to do for a long time. My son just turned 18, started college in September. And so I finally, you know, for the first time in my adult life, have the freedom to go do things without, you know, just without that weight mm-hmm. of like, well, I should be home parenting, you know.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's kind of a neat and scary time. So it's a big period of transition for me personally.
Oh, wow. All right. So we're going to do some card pulling. How do you want to?
What do you think? So in the past, we pulled a card for the audience, our listeners.
Mm-hmm. And we pulled cards for ourselves.
Okay. So why don't you pull one for each Jaquetta and I?
Okay.
All right. So a card for Jaquetta. Do you want to pull a card, Jaquetta?
Why am I closing my eyes? I don't know what
you can
cards
close your
are.
Eyes if you want.
You get a real feeling.
Yeah, sometimes we close our eyes to just, you go inward.
Yeah. What did you get?
Oh, when I get you one. Can pull your card. I'm going to pull a card for me, too. I needed this.
Hey, there's a snail on my card.
You have the...
And a peregrine?
Nine of Pentacles?
Yes.
I am amazing.
There's a snail on my card from that. There's the snail, by the way. There's so many things on this card.
We should put a picture of that up. Because
the snail is the smallest thing on the card. But I'm, like, excited about
that
it.
That was one that I just... Wow. Okay. Sometimes I surprise myself.
Okay.
So the Nine of Pentacles is about a time of financial abundance.
Oh.
Independence.
Yes. Okay.
It's essentially about settling into your comfort zone. So what feels really good to you? What makes you feel opulent? What makes you feel like you're in a place where you belong?
Okay.
You know, what ways can you do you, like, settle in? That's what the Nine of Pentacles is all
nice.
About. So it gives you permission to focus entirely on your own money.
Okay.
And your own work.
I like that.
Yeah. And like, doing you.
Nice.
Okay.
That's what I'm about to do.
I'm going to do you.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It really, you know, sometimes it needs to be about other people and sometimes it doesn't. And this is the, it doesn't.
It doesn't. This is about you.
Yeah, it's about me.
Do you.
I'm doing
she's just me. One of the best cards, really. I mean, she's one of my favorites. It's all about, like feeling comfortable and secure in your environment. So a lot of times
is
this
that
can
what
be
she's
like an
heading for. Or this is where she is right now.
Yeah, what's I feel like
I always
am,
look at these cards as sort of like you're in and it's the trajectory.
That's kind
like,
of the trajectory. Where I am right now.
Yeah,
okay. As of like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, this can a lot of times be like a furniture upgrade in your house. It can be a wardrobe upgrade. It's all about upgrade. Mm-hmm. The Nine of Pentacles.
Hey, let me upgrade me.
Yeah. It's really good.
All right, cool. What's yours?
Mine is the
and then you have the Three of Cups.
Okay, I didn't
know
you
So the Three of
it.
Cups is about joy and connection and spending time with friends and feeling very light. And, you know, the three is communication and movement. And cups are the energy of water. So if you just think of how that would, like, when water's moving, mm-hmm. you know, and it feels like those two feel very good together to
okay.
me always. It's like it's in its natural state. Water wants to be moving and cycling, you know.
Okay.
And then this is actually another one that has a nice combination because the energy of nine
mm-hmm.
is about, like, the culmination of something, getting to the end of something, getting to a place where it's, like, at a stasis or a still point, and then it's the energy of earth.
Hmm.
So we're really like settling in and sinking into kind of a comfortable, warm, solid place.
Okay.
That
that's
feels good for both of you. Let me
okay.
see what I got.
What
okay.
did you get, Marcy?
I got the Ace of Swords.
Oh, wow.
Which is,
all right.
The Ace of Swords is about being intuitive and having
right back at you.
Insights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, I like this card. It's kind of reminding me, like, okay, just, you know, let myself see things clearly. Let,
mm-hmm. I don't think you ever pulled a card on yourself here
yeah,
before.
Yeah, you've never pulled a card
well,
on yourself.
I needed it.
Apparently.
And so it's reminding you that you're insightful. That
yeah.
You're,
this is like a mirror.
Well, this was an exercise I was doing on the way here. And I was noticing that as I was walking along, like, in my field of vision, we're all people with deformities. For
okay.
a little while. Like, you know, it's New York City. Like, that can happen where it's like everywhere you look, you're like, oh, oh, oh. And then it was like things that were very, like, broken or, like, unattractive. You know, just like that's where my gaze was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using that as like a, oh, that's where your head's at, huh? Because there are so many things, you know, looking at New York City is like a what's in this picture sort of thing. And you could notice the flowers and the sunshine
yes, it's so
and
true.
The smiles.
It depends on you, though.
Yeah, it's 100% a reflection of where you're at.
The other day I went to see a friend of mine's reading last night, and it was on the Upper West Side, and I'm walking to it, and I was just in a frame of mind, and all I could see was trash
yes,
everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, this city, you know, you ever get like, this city's so dirty,
yes.
it's
yeah,
disgusting,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is the same amount of trash as probably always here.
Yeah.
Like, let's
yeah.
be real. It's
yeah.
a city of 9 million people. Why all of a sudden, right now,
yeah.
at 7:30, am I horrified by
yeah. So
some
sometimes
McDonald's
one
trash?
Of the exercises I'll give my clients and the exercises I give myself is look up. Just physically lift your head up and look up because it's always, you know, you're looking at the sky. You're
mm-hmm.
looking, you know, up. You're looking at people's heads. And again, going back to the chakra thing, you're up in your higher centers.
Mm-hmm.
Which are going to be, you're going to find more space and more clarity and more insight and more connection to spirit if you're up in your higher
yeah.
centers. So, I mean, I feel like that's what this card's speaking to, too. It was just like, okay, Marcy, you want to keep seeing, like, deformities and distortions
okay.
and just, ugh, everywhere you go, or you want to look and, you know, and then it was like, okay, people are smiling, there's... Oh, that was a nice little, like, that person helped that person. There was a little girl who saw a guy dressed as Captain America.
Okay.
And was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, she had one of those.
She was like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, Mom, did you say that? And it was just, like, that kind of moved me a little bit. It was so beautiful.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
so cute. Because she was just like, Mom, Mom.
Yeah.
And the mom was like, uh-huh.
Captain
yeah,
America.
I see. I walk around a lot for my job. I'm going out visiting clients a
mm-hmm.
lot, so I get to see everybody all day long and, like, who's out on the streets at different times. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is
And
it's
different parts
different.
Of the city. It's so cool. That's what I've always loved is, like, knowing where you, like, because I, you know, new here and I don't live here. So learning the city by feel
mm-hmm.
and like, kind of flavor
mm-hmm.
of what's happening.
So can you pull a card for our dear audience?
Yes.
Yes.
This is what is our audience in for?
What are they
yeah. what are they in for?
What are they in for the
do
rest
Do we
of
have
the year?
Time to do a quick 4-card spread for the audience?
Yeah.
It's 4:57. Weird.
Yeah, why not?
Will they wait for us? Are they coming in here? I don't know
what
the deal is. Okay,
we'll do
we'll
a fast four card spread. Okay, so audience, we're talking about partnership for you guys. And so I think what we're talking about is just the human beings, we need to connect with each other. And that often makes us feel very afraid. Mm-hmm. It often makes us feel very defensive. It often makes us feel like we can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I need you, but no, I can't do this. And we're really being called to let go of our bullshit around reaching out, around opening up, and around connecting. And that right now, meeting with one another, opening on an emotional level, is the thing that facilitates the healing that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So the cards that come up, anybody that's interested in the actual cards, we've got the Two of Cups, which is we're talking about this. We're talking about connection, partnership, reaching out, making connections with other people. The challenge being the Queen of Wands reverses that we all want to be independent. We all want to express ourselves. We want to, you know, this is who I am. This is what matters to me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this I'm seeing kind of expressing in like the new current wave of, I'm going to put it into quotes, feminism. The way that we're doing it right now is not about connecting. It's about this, like, I'm going to assert myself over, you know. And so mm-hmm. we're watching this thing, which could be balance, not be balance. We're watching it be something else. But when we overcome that fear, we overcome that challenge, we create healing for ourselves in our connection with others. In our willingness to be vulnerable, our willingness to be open, we connect. And so the advice is the Devil reverse, which the Devil reverse as advice is basically get over yourself.
Okay. Hmm.
Just see what you're doing and stop it. That even though there's a voice that says, you can't share this, you can't talk about this, you can't connect with that mm-hmm. person, don't reach out. The Devil reverse is like, that is bullshit. Like, yes, you can. So we're talking about, and this is actually good because it'll be around the holidays, right? So we're talking about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We're talking about turning the other cheek. We're talking about being the first one to reach out and say, I'm sorry. You know, instead of like hanging on to our grudges, it's mm-hmm. about letting all of that go. Seeing our own fault and not blaming the other, you know, all of that is what this spread is about. So that is my advice for the dear listeners. And that feels really nice, doesn't it?
It does feel nice. That's very good.
Oh, we got an extra card, people.
And the final card, the extra card, is the High Priestess, which is about if you tune into yourself, you know this is true. The High Priestess is that wisdom that we all have that maybe we don't always pay attention to or look at, but that is there where we're able to tune in and connect inwardly. So it's like, I'm not telling anybody anything that they haven't thought of, that something, some other little voice in them is, you know, not already telling them.
Cool. Well, as always, we love to have you come in. If people are looking to contact you, where can they do so?
Oh, so exciting. My website, my real website, it's not totally done. But
okay.
This has been like 10 years in the freaking making. www.metamarcy, metamarcy.com. And you can kind of find out a little bit more about the sessions that I offer. And you can book right from there. You go to my website and you can book the session.
E-commerce, people.
Yeah. So it's like all very streamlined and I'm proud of it. It's pretty. I like how it's shaping up. Or just shoot me a text, 860-823-8605.
And is the Frog Tarot still?
It is coming along. There was a slight disaster.
This is your own deck.
My own deck that I'm creating.
I like slight disaster as a term.
Yeah, it was a slight disaster. I think when I explain what happened, you're like, oh, that is a slight disaster.
But it's still in,
it's
still
in production,
working on it.
But my air conditioner leaked into my binder, which I had carefully tucked away in a safe place that all my drawings would be safe. And I didn't know that this had happened. So almost all of my drawings are moldy now.
Oh no!
And so why it's a slight disaster is that most of this stuff is online.
Okay, I was gonna say
can
you have
recreate
some copies,
it,
I hope.
But enough. But it all has to be redone, not from scratch, but from a very early on point.
I mean, could be an opportunity to make some changes.
Well, yeah,
and improvements,
I talked to my teacher, and she was like, "Well, what's mold? Mold is when something stagnates. You've been sitting on this for too long. You need to get to it."
My God,
not one person that I know was like was very sympathetic. Mm. Like everyone was like, "Well,
you have to do it again."
Yeah, I think it'll be good. One of the things that had been kind of challenging was I'd been working on it for so long that it I was afraid that maybe it wouldn't be as cohesive as, you know, when you do something all at once. My drawing style's changed over time and, you know, whatever. So that at least is now resolved.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yes. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Well, thanks for coming in.
But be on the lookout for that. Yeah. Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, damn it. Let's do it again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's right.